This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of Vadhavan Port in Palghar district of Maharashtra yesterday. Vadhavan Port, located near Dhanu town in Palghar district, will be one of India's largest deep water ports and will provide direct connectivity to international shipping routes, reducing transit times and cost. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that in the last decade, development on India's coast has gained unprecedented pace. He noted that the government has modernized port, developed waterways and invested lakhs and crores of rupees in this direction. The Prime Minister added that private investment has also increased, providing benefits and new opportunities for youths. Mr. Modi said that today the whole world is looking at the Vadhavan port, which will change the economic picture of this entire region. The Prime Minister also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 218 fishery projects worth around 1,560 crore rupees aimed at bolstering the sector's infrastructure and productivity across the nation. Mr. Modi apologized to Chhatrapati Shivaji and all those who were hurt by the collapse of legendary ruler's statue at Rajkot's fort. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India cannot become a developed nation if women are not participant in its growth. He was addressing an interactive session on role of women in Viksit Bharat at Bharati College, University of Delhi yesterday. Mr. Dhankar said that women are the most important stakeholders in the making of Viksit Bharat. He said that the girls and women have energy and talent, and creating an ecosystem is a must for their optimal participation. The Vice President also stressed on women-led empowerment. Expressing pain over the Kolkata rape and murder incident, the Vice President said that where women and girls do not feel safe, the society is not civilized society. The Vice President said the Uniform Civil Code is a constitutional ordinance, is a part of the directive principle. He said it will help in several ways, but majorly it will measure of justice for women. National Security Advisor to the Prime Minister of India, Ajit Doval, participated in the signing of founding documents of the Colombo Security Conclave. The signing event marked a significant step in regional security collaboration among India, Maldives, Mauritius and Sri Lanka. Following discussion at the 6th NSA level meeting held in December 2023 in Mauritius, the Charter and Memorandum of Understanding of the Conclave were signed in Colombo, which will pave the way of establishing the CSC Secretariat. The agreement aimed to enhance the group's role in addressing security and stability challenges in India-Ocean region. The Tourism and Hospitality Skills Council has signed a memorandum of understanding with Visa for 3-year partnership worth up to $1 million. Speaking at the event, Minister of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary said that India's tourism industry has immense potential to drive economic growth and generate millions of jobs across the country. He said this initiative is pivotal steps towards the unlocking the potential. The partnership will upskill at least 20,000 youth across 10 states with tourism-relevant skill sets. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal urged the fintech sector to look at ethical AI and find ways to combat money laundering and financial crimes via ethical use of AI. Addressing at the Global Fintech Fest 2024 in Mumbai yesterday, the Union Minister said that the fintech sector has made India proud. The Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal praised India's fintech sector's passion and innovation in accelerating financial inclusion in the country. Mr. Goyal also said that the evolution of the fintech sector has helped revolutionize the country's financial world. He stated that it taken financial services to last man at the bottom of the pyramid across the country in every remote corner. In World Under 20 Athletics Championship, Aarti won a bronze in women's 10,000 race walk event with national under 20 record time to open India's medal account at Lima, Peru yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.